In April 1845, Karl Marx's mother-in-law sent to the Marx family a nanny named Helen DeMuth, known as Lenchen. Marx's long-suffering wife, Jenny, was thrilled. After all, both Jenny and Marx's own mother expressed the wish that Karl would, quote, earn some capital rather than just writing about capital, unquote. But Karl refused to earn capital. In fact, he refused to work altogether. So when Jenny's mom sent Lenchen, the nursemaid, Marx's wife breathed a big sigh of relief. Then again, it isn't quite right to say that Lenchen worked for Karl's family, given that she toiled without pay. Karl Marx, champion of the proletariat and the working class, never paid Lenchen a penny. The poor girl gave everything to the Marx household. She even gave her body to Karl, literally. Karl bedded Lenchen behind his wife Jenny's back. Historians have no idea how often, including whether the sex was consensual. But in due course, a child was born. Lenchen gave birth to a baby boy. Karl Marx refused to concede that the little boy was his, and naturally refused even a penny of child support. Of course, Marx's devoted but despairing wife, Jenny, was surely not surprised by this. I revisit this sordid history here because of the sordid event that our perverse American culture now strangely commemorates. It's something called International Women's Day. What Karl Marx did to Lenchen is a metaphor for what communism has done to billions of human beings and how Karl Marx viewed women. It's also an appropriate omen for International Women's Day, which has long been a communist holiday. Yes, correct. And if you're shocked and outraged at what I just said about your new holiday, well, you have my sympathy because you're a victim too. That is, of this country's horrific schools. Our sadly ignorant modern Americans celebrating this annual day don't even know its Marxist origins. Now, for me personally, the day has now become my unfortunate custom to write on International Women's Day every March when the wretched thing rears its ugly head. And it rears it mightily. Google, the world's dominant search engine, underscores the day immediately every March 8th as the clock strikes 12:01 a.m. The masses respond in kind, thinking that they should do the same. But sadly, those now suddenly celebrating International Women's Day are utterly oblivious to its socialist origins. When I try to inform them that they're commemorating a day that the Bolsheviks literally championed, they either give me a blank stare or a glare. In friendlier cases, they'll object to me with something incredulous like, well, so what? It isn't a Marxist or communist or socialist holiday today, at least not for me. Well, okay. Indeed, for most people celebrating the day today, it is not. Though, by the way, for many others, it is. We in America and in the wider West have long had a major problem with the wider liberal left and culture at large cluelessly signing up for various causes and campaigns launched by Marxists. In fact, it's telling that the longest book that I ever wrote was titled Dupes. As for International Women's Day, it's another example of just that. Just as American communists in the old days were able to sucker wider swaths of the American public into their various front groups simply by giving them names like the American Peace Mobilization or the American League Against War and Fascism, so they've done with events with names like International Women's Day. But if you need any evidence of that, then simply go to the websites of groups like Communist Party USA, Marxist.org, or People's World. Yes, I'm telling you, go there. Go. Please go. Look at how they mark International Women's Day. Go to your computer, type in International Women's Day, type in People's World, type in Marxist.org. Look and learn. It's all there. You have no excuse for not knowing better. I'm telling you, I know. And if you're still willing to celebrate it after all of that, then you're what the communists used to call a sucker. I'll close with this provocative question. What do Vladimir Putin and International Women's Day have in common? Answer, they were both promoted by the KGB. Yes, no exaggeration. Doesn't that bother you? It should. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.